Kobe Crowder is going to go back deep for the Texans and receive to our left. Again, the Texans will be moving against a strong wind here tonight as Bandera gets ready to kick things off. Abram Mata, the kickoff man for Bandera. Again, this is game one in District 13-4A play tonight. The new season, brand new season. Last year, as many of you will recall, Wimberley started the season 0-6, then went 3-1 in district, finished second in district, and went three games into the state playoffs. So you can start 0-6, and then you got a brand new season. So,
well, that's the joy of district play, and when you're these football teams, and we got a onside kick right off the bat.
There,
look at that.
It's bouncing up and down, and Bandera's going to come up with it. Bandera has recovered it inside the Texan 40-yard line to the 37-yard line. It was Robbie Woody on the recovery. So how about that?
Kind of a little bit of razzle-dazzle right out of the box we got right here for Bandera. You know, pretty pretty good play call right there by the coach, considering obviously Wimberley's, you know, kind of set back, getting up, getting geared to go, trying to figure out what the wind's going to do with the ball. And then all of a sudden, kick and a good recovery right there by Robert Woody.
Travis Adams, the starting quarterback for Bernie tonight in the shotgun formation. He'll have Terrence Harvey behind him at running back. Now the official is going to restart the clock, and here we go. Bandera with the first
turnover in the first 4 seconds.
It's just like a turnover. Yeah, absolutely. Recovers the onside kick. Here's Harvey with a fake handoff. Adams drops the ball, but he's able to recover it. Picked up a yard on the fumble recovery there. It'll be second down at 9 at the Texans 36. A test for the Texans defense already, Jared.
Yes. And you know, the ball sat on the ground there for a little bit. He did a good job of chasing Adams. You know, ended up kind of ringing it back together right there.
Second down and 9 now for the Bulldogs. Wide receivers all over the place. Shotgun back to throw. Flips it over the middle. It's high but caught to the 25-20. Look out. He may go. 15, 10, 5 to the pylon. Did he get in? Yes, he got in. How about that? 36-yard touchdown.
What a couple good moves right there. It looked like number 23. It looked like Reese Jennings, maybe.
Yeah.
We'll confirm that. But couple good moves right there. He's listed as a fullback on ours, and didn't look like a whole lot of fullback moves right there. Looks like he got a little bit of a cutting power for him. It was a good catch over the middle, made two real good cuts, and ended up getting back into the secondary and scored for a touchdown. So, you know, here we are, 11 minutes and 18 seconds left in the first quarter, and it's 6-0 with a field goal going on. Extra point.
42 seconds into the ball game, Bandera leads it. Here's the extra point try, and the kick is up, and it is good. 11:18 left to play in the first quarter. Our score, Bandera 7, Wimberley nothing. You're listening to Texans Football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support for Wimberley Texan Football comes from Blanco National Bank, offering banking services including checking, savings, mortgage, and personal loans. Located at 15451 Ranch Road 12 in Wimberley. Online at blancobank.com. Blanco National Bank is FDIC insured and an equal housing lender.
Well, I'm going to go out on a limb and say that that's not how Doug Warren wanted to start the ball game here tonight, giving up a touchdown 42 seconds into the ball game. But nevertheless, that's what confronts him here as Bandera is set to kick off.
Yeah, you know, you prepare all week for really your first drive. You plan, you know, hey, this is the first play we're going to run, and, you know, first sets of plays, things like that. And you don't plan on receiving the kickoff and your first snap being on defense. So Texans got a little uphill to go right here, but you know, again, I think they can establish the run and come back from it.
Bandera Senior will kick off. Senior's honored here tonight. A lot of pink in the stands for breast cancer awareness. And here's the kickoff. It's another one that just kind of dribbles in front. And did Bandera get it again? They got another one. How about that? It gets past the 50-yard line. It's hard to see the football. But it is going to be marked down at the Wimberley 47-yard line. Bandera has succeeded twice with onside kicks. I don't think I've ever seen that this early in a ball game, Jared.
No, and Abramata, the kicker, actually recovered that one. The old squib right down the middle, and he just, perfect timing. Ended up catching about 12, 13 yards, and Bandera's got the ball again.
Adams now, shotgun. He'll turn and give it to Harvey up the middle. Not a lot of running room, though. Got it back to the line of scrimmage, but that's about it. Second down and 10. Yeah, you got to have a feeling on that far sideline. Doug Warren is talking to his special teams right about now and going, guys, let's not do this anymore.
Yeah, I would imagine that he's probably going to adjust his kick return a little bit as well.
Here is the handoff to Harvey again. He gets it to the 45-40 outside, far sideline, and finally run out of bounds, but not until he gets it inside the Wimberley 30-yard line. A first down for the Bulldogs. How about that? Bulldogs on the move. They're going to spot it at the 29-yard line. And that's where they will have it first down and 10. Harvey got the outside and was able to step off the yardage for the first down. Adams from the shotgun again. Takes the snap, turns, and he's going to take it himself. He picks up one down to the 29-yard line. So the Bulldogs now will face a second down and 9 from the Texans' 29. Again, Bandera leading it 7-0. We are in Bandera tonight. 9:50 left to play in the first quarter. Wimberley and Bandera. Adams turns and hands the ball off, and the running back, Wyatt Blair, is stopped in the backfield. He lost 4 yards.
Yeah, good job by 44 Moss Carruthers coming in and really just stopping it. I bet if you go back, Adams obviously wishes he's going to hold on to that one, but good play by Moss Carruthers getting into that backfield and really a 5-yard loss right there.
That'll be third down and 15 now for the Bulldogs. Adams, with no running backs in the backfield with him, going to flip it over the middle. That's the play that scored a minute ago, but flagged prior to the snap.
Actually, a really good catch. He went in and threw it, and Reese again goes up, makes a one-handed catch this time, but play blown dead by the ref.
False start, so it'll back up Bandera another 5. Actually, they back it up 4, so okay. They back it up to the 38-yard line.
Must be a shorter inside judge.
maybe so.
Back judge must not have a full yard.
Third and forever right now for the Bulldogs. Third and about 20. Adams drops the snap. Ball is rolling around. He got on it, I believe. Let's see, though. No indication from the official now. I know a Wimberley player was fighting for it. Texans football. Wimberley has it at their own 46-yard line. So Texans get a turnover here.
Yeah, and after all of that, Jake Cockerham comes out with the ball, and he's holding it up and says, I got it. So turnover for the Texans. That's nice to see after two successful onside kicks, which, you know, I think if you go back and you look at the amount of successful onside kicks throughout a year, to say 2 for 2 in the first quarter of this game would not be something that you would think. But Texans got the ball, 47, 46-yard line. And offense trotting on the field for the first time.
Cockerham will be the starting running back. Hunter Williams, the normal starter, was kind of gimpy last week's game. And so Cockerham gets the start here tonight, and he'll get the ball up the middle. He's got some running room. 50, 45, 40. Look out. Far sideline, 30. Inside the 25, and let's see where they mark it. Close to the 20-yard line.
Yeah, we got a penalty flag sitting back here about the 39. May get us for holding on this on the right side.
Yep, that's what they're going to call. So bring it all back. Nice run there by Jake Cockerham. It's going to be nullified, though, all for naught as they back it up.
Yeah, and those are the real tough ones. Obviously, the play ends up going to the left-hand side, got a hold on the right-hand side, and it stretches out and brings a real good run back. And now you got first and 20.
They're going to put it at the Wimberley 37-yard line. JoJo Weeks, the quarterback, went under center, and he's going to do so again here. And he'll turn and give it to Cockerham again, who may or may not have gotten it back to the line of scrimmage. No gain, second down at 20.
Yeah, you don't see them out of the under center much, and when you do, you kind of see those more power formations, that play there, the stretch out to the left there. So, you know, you see obviously more running plays that are run straight out of the under center, so we'll see how they kind of vary with their different approaches for JoJo tonight.
Second down and long now, and Weeks may put the ball in the air here. Under center again with Cockerham about 7 yards behind him. Back to throw, looking right, throwing right. High throw, though. Overshot his receiver, incomplete. Trying to hit Kate Stover. Third and 20 now. Not the start that Doug Warren wanted here, Jared.
No. You know, again, you draw it up, and you obviously hope what you draw up is working. But at this point, it's not quite there. It's very, very early in the game still, though. They got plenty of time to reestablish, figure out what they're doing wrong, and fix it. So Wimberley's got a great offense. We've seen it several times. We saw a great game last week against Bernie. So they can get rolling anytime.
Third down and 20 now, and it looks like JoJo Weeks going to go deep left sideline. He had a man, and he dropped it. Gavin Martinez was wide open. He got both hands on it, Jared, and simply dropped it.
Yeah, that was really about 37 yards in the air, 40 yards by JoJo right there. Great pass. Lays it in the breadbasket, and Gavin just, I think he was thinking already, I'm 5 yards past the defender. I've got nothing but space and opportunity, and when you think too quick, unfortunately, it doesn't work out all the time. So tough drop right there, tough play by Gavin and JoJo both, but we'll see if they go back to that one later.
Wyatt Mann is deep to punt for Wimberley. He's getting heavily rushed, and a flag. He was roughed. The ball is going to bounce out of bounds at the Bandera 32-yard line. I don't know how that kick didn't get blocked, Jared, but it didn't.
And, you know, if they get
a piece of it.
If they get a hand on it, there's no roughing, but it doesn't look like they got a piece of it, and it's going to be a personal foul. So first down for the Texans.
Gosh, and Jeff Hamilton has to hate that, Jared, because he had Wimberley in a third and 20, punting the football, and then you rush the punter and get a flag that gives you an automatic first down.
Well, and you got Wimberley on that first drive. You know, you got Jake Cockerham running for about 30 yards on that first play, unfortunately coming back with a holding, and then you've got a drop pass by Gavin Martinez. Both really could have been just huge plays. If you're Bandera, you could have got out of that without really anything, but now you're giving that offense another opportunity to possibly go over there and make one of those dynamic plays. So we'll see what they can do.
Put the line of scrimmage at the Bandera 49-yard line. Texans with new life here. See if they can make them pay. They're going to turn and give it to Guy Kipras, trying to get to the left side line over there. He picked up a couple of yards. That's it. Second down and 8. There's your guy Kipras. You kind of thought he was going to get more playing time tonight.
Yeah, I thought he would get some carries with Hunter kind of banged up a little bit, and you know, we saw Guy and Jake both in week one really have great games, and so I'm looking forward to seeing what Guy can do given a couple more snaps.
Ball at the Bandera 47 now, second down and 8. Kipras will get it right up the middle of the field. He's got the first down and more. Power running there by that offensive line. Did the ball come out? I guess they're going to say Kipras was down. He got it inside the 40 to the 37-yard line there, Jared. That was a nice play.
Yeah, it was a great run right up the middle, just to the left-hand side of the center right there, and really just guts and going at it. We see those plays that have worked for Jake Cockerham and Guy Kipras both in the first game of the season. So a little bit of that, and we see a couple more receivers come in. We got four receivers here, Kipras to the right of JoJo, so see if it's a run.
Now the shotgun formation. Weeks will look left and throw left. He's got a man, and it looks like Gavin Martinez caught it in the secondary, way down to the 5-yard line. A flag on the play, but I think this will probably be interference against Bandera, and it won't matter.
Yeah, it looked like when Gavin turned around, he was slowing up, and the defender just kind of ran into him there. So probably going to be a pass interference there on the left cornerback. And great catch by Gavin, really, on that play, just concentrating that much more and saying, hey, my bad last time, JoJo. I'm not going to let it happen again.
Ball at the four-yard line now. It'll be first down and goal for the Texans offense. Bandera leading it 7-0, 6:37 left to play in the first quarter. Wimberly knocking at the door now, though. Nice catch by Gavin Martinez. He dropped the easy one and made the circus catch. That figures.
Yeah, he's had a bunch of those plays throughout the year.
Here's Weeks now. He's going to run it right up the middle, powering toward the goal line. No signal yet. They're going to say he's down inside the one. Nice run, though, by JoJo. It'll be second down and goal.
Looks like we got an official timeout here. Oh, we had a young man's helmet come off, it looks like. So we're going
to
be...
He's going to come to the sideline now. And Texans right outside the goal line here, inside the one. To our right, moving against the wind, trailing it by a touchdown. But they're about 8 inches away from scoring here, if they can punch it in.
Yeah, and this is going to be a big drive for them, obviously, with kind of the start, the way the game this has started, at least so far. So good drive for the Texans.
Cockerham behind Weeks. Weeks going to take it on a sneak, though, and he's into the end zone. Touchdown, Wimberly. JoJo Weeks, touchdown.
That's tough to keep JoJo out from 8 inches away. He's got that big frame. You know, all of his family's got that real tall figure, and they he just stretches out there, falls, and really gets about three, four feet. All he needed was 6-7 inches.
Curtis Bingle now will come in and try to add the extra point. Stover, the holder, gets the hold down, and it's blocked. Extra point is blocked. It's rolling around to the right. It's chaos, and finally the ball is killed inside the 10, but the extra point is blocked. 5:57 left to play in the first quarter. Our score, Bandera 7, Wimberly 6. You're listening to Texans Football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support for this Wimberly Texan football broadcast comes from Hayes City Store in Driftwood, offering Southern-style cuisine, burgers, and Sunday brunch. Hayes City Store is located 9 miles east of Wimberly at the corner of FM 150 and 3237. More information, including hours of operation and live music schedule, online at HayesCityStoreTX.com.
Back at Bulldog Stadium, Mike Blackwell along with Jared Robinson. Texans have cut the lead to 7-6. Texans score on a JoJo Weeks touchdown sneak. But the extra point gets blocked, and so that's where we stand with 5:57 left to play in the first quarter. Our score is Bandera, 7-6 over the Texans of Wimberly. Here's the kickoff. It is very short and is going to be smothered and downed inside the 25-yard line. That's where Bandera will take over.
And we're going to see the Texans defense now with a little bit of chance to kind of not necessarily catch their breath, not that they're tired, but kind of a game plan, obviously, that they've had going forward here to, actually defend the full field. So the Texans defense going to get a chance right here to really step up there and kind of show what we've seen them do so many times.
Dylan Best now, the running back in the backfield with Travis Adams, the quarterback. Yeah, they get decent field position for the Wimberly defense now at the Bandera 24-yard line. Adams will turn and give it to his running back, Best. No gain. He stopped right at the line of scrimmage, and I think Adams didn't really know whether to hand that off or keep it himself that time. Some indecision.
Well, and that happens when you get that Wimberly defense. They're coming in, and you got Ben Garza, you got Jake Cockerham, you got Lucas Snow over there on the line. You got these big, really, men almost, to be honest with you, and they're out there and they're coming at you. So it's split second decisions.
Second down and 11 now. They gave him a loss of a yard. So good job by the Wimberly defensive front on that play. Adams will look left. Now he's going to be pressured in the backfield, trying to get it away, and finally does. And it's knocked away on that far sideline, and Adams was lucky that wasn't picked off by Samuel Valadez.
Yeah, that was a good play by Samuel. They, we had Moss Carruthers come in, then we saw Ben come back in and really get a hold of Adams, the quarterback, and Samuel just continued to stay with his receiver right there and make a good play on it. Had a chance, but knocked it down. So a good play. Still makes up 3rd and 11 now.
3rd down and 11. Texans with a chance to get off the field here and give the ball back to their offense. Adams will drop the throw. Pressured and hit and thrown down by Davin Masur inside the 10-yard line.
Yeah, and that's what Wimberly does. They dial up those blitzes on those 3rd and longs, and they just, they come at you. They button their chin straps, get the helmets on, and they're ready to go. So they brought the pressure. Davin got in there first, took him down. Big loss right there.
Yeah, it's actually a loss back to the 13-yard line. I kind of misspoke on that one. The punter now will be Connor Cheshire. And he will stand near his goal line to punt this ball away. So Colby Crowder is about at midfield here. So Texans should have outstanding field position.
And you got to know Colby's licking his chops thinking, hey, it's time for me to do something.
Here's the punt. It's a line driver. Colby takes it on a bounce. Moving right. 45, 40. He's got a hole. 35, 30. Sideline. 20, 15, 10. And thrown out of bounds at the 10-yard line is Colby Crowder. Texans knocking at the door again.
Well, and I just said it. You got to know Colby's sitting back there thinking, hey, you know, if I get a chance at this one at all, I only got half the field to play with. And right at a 42-yard return right there for Colby, setting the Texans up at the 10-yard line. So big, 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 big special teams play. That's always a momentum turner in the game of football for sure.
You know, you always hear with punt returns, if you can make the first guy miss, you got a shot at breaking one. And he certainly did that.
He did.
And good blocking, too.
Absolutely. Well, we've seen Colby and what he can do when he puts that foot in the ground and goes. And we saw it right there in an excellent, excellent return.
Let's see if the Texans now can punch this in now and take their first lead of the night. They're going to spot the ball. Well, they're going to call a half the distance to the goal line penalty against Bandera. So they're going to put this at the 5-yard line. I didn't see the indication, but I think it was after the play. Maybe it was a horse collar or something.
I was about to say it may have been a horse collar. I didn't see it. It's kind of out of my vision over here a little bit on the right-hand side. We're off to the right-hand side of the press box right here. So could have been a horse collar. He did get kind of thrown out there.
Here's Weeks now. First down and goal for the Texan offense at the 5-yard line. Trailing 7-6. Weeks will turn, and he will give it to Jake Cockerham. Left side, fighting for the end zone. He got it. Touchdown, Jake Cockerham from 5 yards out.
That good run right there by Jake. Ended up with 2 Bandera Bulldogs on his back and really just kind of carried him off to the left and fell in there about 1 yard deep into the end zone. So excellent drive, or excellent special teams play. Ends up in a one-play drive for a touchdown, Jake Cockerham.
Let's see if the Texans now can tack on this extra point. Extra points have been a problem for the Texans this year, say the very least. The hold is down, the kick is up, and the kick is good. 4:15 left to play in the first quarter. Our score, Wimberly 13 and Bandera 7. You're listening to Texans football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support for Wimberly Texans sports broadcasts comes from Cypress Creek Cafe on the square in Wimberly. Serving lunch and dinner every day, with breakfast on Saturday and Sunday, as well as local live music each weekend starting on Friday night. Information, menu, and full live music calendar at CypressCreekCafe.com.
And by A Studio Z Copy and Print, a full-service printer specializing in custom and digital print jobs, website hosting, and logo creation for residents in Wimberly, Texas, located at the intersection of Ranch Roads 2325 and 12. More information at AStudioZ.com and by phone at 512-847-3532.
Texans take their first lead of the night from Bandera. Mike Blackwell, Jared Robinson with you. 13-7 our score. Texans get a touchdown run by Jake Cockerham. And here's Curtis Bengel to kick things off. It's a line drive kickoff to the left. It's going to be taken on the far sideline to the 25 and back to the 30. And that is where the Bulldogs will take over on offense.
Had good coverage right there by the Texans. I mean, you get a kickoff to the 25 and only give up a 4-yard return. Really a line drive by Bengel right there. So good coverage, good hustle getting down there for the Texans.
4:09 left to play in the first quarter. Is it just me, or is this the longest quarter I think we've had this season?
It's been a long one for sure, and I would imagine
if
you're Doug Warren, you're looking at the scoreboard thinking, how are we up 13-7 right now? We've had
that's exactly right. Adams now will give it to Harvey up the middle. He picks up a yard, maybe two. He's second down and eight.
Yeah, giving up really two onside kicks, basically your turnovers, and all of a sudden you get a big return on your special teams, a couple good runs, touchdown by JoJo, touchdown by Jake Cockerham, and you look up and you're leading 13-7. So obviously not the great first quarter that he's thinking about, but effective nonetheless.
Could be worse. It can always be worse. Here's Adams now. He's going to take it himself, looking for running room up the middle. He doesn't have much. May have picked up a yard, perhaps two to the 34. It'll be second down and six. Adams just didn't have anywhere to go there that time, Jared.
No, he danced around a couple times before trying to hit a hole through the defensive line right there. The linebackers come up really stuffing as well. So, did all he can. Made about two or three cuts. Just hole wouldn't open up for him.
So let's see if the Texans can force their second straight three and out here on third down and six. Adams back to throw. Flags all over the place. He's going to be sacked back near the 25-yard line, but let's see what these flags are all about. Somebody was offsides because both lines judges threw their flags.
Yeah, it may have been somebody lined up in the neutral zone for the Texans, obviously not blowing the play dead right there. So
yeah,
could be a five-yard penalty. We'll see what it is.
No, they're going to call it a false start.
Oh, if you're the quarterback Adams right now, you're wondering why in the world wasn't the whistle blown before I got sacked by four
That's
guys.
That's right. Yeah, blow that down, ref. They're going to back this back up to the 27-yard line, so they're going to have to punt the football away, and once again, Texans will have good field position. It'll be Connor Cheshire punting the ball away. He had a line driver a couple of minutes ago that bounced once, and Crowder picked it up on the hop and broke it for about 40 yards.
Did they decline the penalty?
Yes.
Okay. That makes sense. I was trying to figure out why, if it was third down and they accepted the penalty and they moved them back, how it was fourth down now.
Wait a minute. Jared, you got to be able to count to four in this job as high-paid analyst for Sun Radio Network. Here's the punt. Nice job. It goes over Crowder. And it's rolling around now inside the 25-yard line and down to about the 23 of Wimberley. Texans will take over.
I don't think it's my counting abilities as much as it is the sight abilities to see
this
far down.
That's right.
You
may be right.
I've never heard somebody get told so many times, hey, you're squinting. Hey, you're squinting.
That's right. Ball will be placed down at the Wimberley 23-yard line. Looks like Kipperus behind, or rather to the left of JoJo Weeks here. First down and 10. Shotgun, looking left, throwing left. Far sideline to Crowder, I believe. And he picks up three, maybe four. We'll see where they mark it. Hard to see in that far sideline. They're going to give him only 2 yards to the 25, second down and eight. Clock stops at 2:28. And the long first quarter continues, Jared. Second down and eight now. Weeks looking right, throwing right, caught by Stover at his shoe tops, and now he's going to try to reverse his field and go to the left side. And in hindsight, that was probably a mistake. He loses a couple of yards. It'll be third down and 10.
Yeah, good catch by Cade. I think he may have actually physically caught it on his shoes because it looked like it hit the ground from here, but tries to cut across and come back to go back towards the Wimberley sideline across the field, thinking to get some of those big hogs in the middle to get a block for him, but just didn't quite make it. Ended up actually losing the 2 yards. So third and 10 for the Texans right here.
See if the Texans can convert now. Weeks going to roll left. Looking, and now throwing deep. He's trying to hit Crowder, and it's going to be caught at the 35. Crowder still on his feet to the 20, to the 15, to the 10, 5. Pylon, touchdown, Kobe Crowder. How about that? 77 yards, touchdown.
What a great play right there by JoJo's. Just kind of moving off to his left, keeps sliding, and really throws against his body. Just kind of throws it up there, and Colby gets behind the defender and catches that. But do we have a flag?
Yep, flag on the play. They're going to bring it back, it looks like. Illegal receiver downfield is the call, which makes sense because JoJo Weeks was scrambling around a long time, and sometimes you get that call.
Yeah, those linemen, they go down and they're taught obviously to block that first go, and then when your quarterback starts sliding out, they try to slide with them, and if that linebacker's sitting back there in short coverage, they go up there and try to lay a hit on him, which is a chance to get down there a little bit too far, so maybe a little too aggressive by some of those guys, but nonetheless, great play, great catch right there by Crowder, and all for nothing, I guess, but. Got to build a little bit of momentum thinking, okay, we can run that one again exactly like they did with the Gavin Martinez drop earlier. They came back to that play pretty quick.
You're going to move it back to the 18-yard line now. It'll be third down forever for the Texans offense. Back to throw. JoJo Weeks going to go deep left side. Why not? Gavin Martinez, and it's knocked away in the secondary and incomplete, and the Texans will punt.
Yeah, good coverage right there on Gavin. The guy got his hand in there and just kind of knocked it out. Good throw. Just good coverage, too.
Martinez looked like he might have had a half a step, but not much. Knocked away. Wyatt Mann will stand inside his 5-yard line now to punt the ball away.
Yeah, Bandera got a good punt rush last one, so you got to know that they're planning on that one again, thinking to exploit that possible.
Bryce Kennedy is back deep. Wyatt Mann gets it away. It's high. And it's going to bounce at the Wimberley 40, take a Bandera bounce, and rolls back toward the Wimberley goal line, back to the 32-yard line of Wimberley. So the Bulldogs have great field position.
We really got it back to where the first down was for the Texans right there. So ended up about, what, a 15, 16-yard kick, I guess.
Not a very long one. Minute and 11 left to play in the first quarter. Bandera will take over at the Wimberley 32.
And I guess as well, something that we got to consider, obviously, the wind, you guys can hear it a little bit on our crowd mic, but it's blowing pretty hard into the face of Wyatt Mann on that one.
Adams shotgun. He'll turn and give it to his man up the middle. Spins forward to the 25, and that was Dylan Best with a nice run.
Yeah, good spin move right there by Dylan.
Second down and two now. 8-yard gain, certainly was.
Yeah, gets up into the defensive backfield right there. Spins off one of the linebackers. Samuel Valadez brings him down, but after about a 7-yard gain.
And you're right on that man punt, and I should have mentioned it before he punted. That wind is really whipping around here tonight from our right to our left, right in man's face. Here's Adams now rolling right. Looking's got a man. There's a flag on the play. It's caught and complete, but we'll see what the flag's all about. It's going to be holding against Bandera. They're going to back it up. Fortunately for the Texans, because that would have been a first down, Jerry.
Yeah, that's a that's one of those plays. If you're the head coach for Bandera, you're thinking, hey, we're got the ball, got a chance on the 32-yard line, we're produced a first down, and now all of a sudden you got a holding play very similar to what we had earlier with the Texans on the Colby Crowder touchdown, as well as the Jake Cockerham first run of the game. So if you're the coach, you got to kind of be a little bit frustrated with that.
Again, it's 13-7. Texans leading Bandera here with 35 seconds left to play in the first quarter. And not the most aesthetically pleasing game I've ever seen, Jared.
No, and I'm trying to figure out what down it is. It looks like the down marker is actually about 5 yards in front of where the actual ball is spotted. So
yeah, they're confused. They're talking about this now a little bit. Should be second down. They're going to back it up.
They're going to move the ball up a little bit this time.
I think that's from a spot foul, it might not be exactly five or whatever. Yeah, they're going to put it back at about the 29-yard line, I guess, of Wimberley. Yeah, so it'll be
official timeout.
And now the officials are going to take a timeout and talk about this even more.
Yeah, they're going to discuss it a little bit more and see if they make sure they get the spot right here. Oh, they're going to take him back. I was going to say, it's got to be a 10-yard holding, so it's going to have to go back more than that. It only went back 6 yards to begin with. Now it's going to go back the other four, and it's going to be second and 13.
Now we're going. They're going to put it at the 34-yard line of Wimberley, so it'll be second down now and about 12. Adams gives it to Bess, right tackle, and he's going to be stopped at about the 31-yard line, a pickup of three. Check that, four. Be third and nine now. That might end up being the last play of the first quarter. We'll see. The game clock is at 10, and it's rolling as the Bandera offense looks to the sideline to get the call. And, yeah, this is going to be the last play of the first quarter.
Yeah, they're not going to get it in.
First quarter in the books. Wimberley leading Bandera. 13-7 is our score. Stay with us, everybody. You're listening to Texans Football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support comes from Charles Schwab & Company, Incorporated, member SIPC, located on Highway 290, Dripping Springs. Independent branch leader and financial consultant Brian Carpenter offers personalized financial guidance matched to investors' goals. More at schwab.com/drippingsprings.
Support for this Texan football broadcast comes from Christy and Thad Dagenhart, owners of Wimberley Ace Hardware, featuring Wimberley Texan Spirit merchandise, new home decor, and lifestyle division, and supplies for do-it-yourself projects. Tip of the month and general information online at WimberleyAce.com.